From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting refugees in Hungary board trains that do not take them to their destination. Migrants hoping to travel westward have flooded into the main train station in Budapest, but it is not clear where they will go now that officials have shut down all trains heading to Western Europe. From VOA headquarters here in Washington, Richard Green has the latest details on the continuing migrant crisis on the continent.
Hungarian authorities began allowing people to travel westward without the necessary EU travel visas, but abruptly changed course the next day, leaving thousands stranded and demanding better treatment.
Nobody's going to help us. They are total liars. They talk about the human rights. They talk about international laws. But what kind of international laws and human rights they have?
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban defended his country's handling of the crisis Thursday after meeting with EU leaders in Brussels.
We Hungarians are full of fear. People in Europe are full of fear, because we see that the European leaders, among them the prime ministers, are not able to control the situation.
Germany, which is expecting to receive about 800,000 asylum seekers this year, has called on EU partners to share more of the burden. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea, China, and Japan have announced plans to hold a trilateral meeting in October or November in what could be a diplomatic breakthrough following months of tension. A statement from the president's office in Seoul said President Park Geun-hye and China's President Xi Jinping agreed trilateral cooperation will continue to peace and prosperity and contribute to it in the region. This is VOA News. As a massive military parade to commemorate China's victory over Japan in World War II was about to pass by, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced plans to cut the world's largest military force, his, by 300,000 troops. For about an hour in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, a stream of tanks, ballistic missiles, drones, and goose-stepping soldiers paraded past a gathering of senior military and government leaders in what Xi called a demonstration of China's devotion to peace. President Xi welcomed dozens of world leaders to the event. Some of the more prominent participants included UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. However, the heads of state from almost all of the countries that have territorial disputes with China, along with the United States, did not attend the parade. Vietnam was one of the few standouts. VOA's Bill Ide is in Beijing.
It seems that there is something about the message that this parade was sending that kept other leaders away. At the same time, it's promoting peace. From China's perspective, it's also raising a lot of concerns, and I don't think they want to be associated with that. A lot of countries in the region are watching very closely this parade, and I think in the days to come, we may get some reactions about what they saw and how they feel China was portraying itself and its rising role in the region and the world.
Over 12,000 troops marched into Tiananmen, followed by an impressive array of tanks, drones, fighter jets, and nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missiles. Ahead of the parade, state media had said that 84% of the equipment on display would be making its public debut. The World Health Organization has again declared Liberia Ebola-free after 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the deadly virus. The WHO announced the news Thursday. The nation now goes into a 90-day period of what the WHO called heightened surveillance as health officials watch for any recurrence of the violence. The Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the nuclear deal Tehran agreed to with a group of six world powers. He said Parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement, but would leave it up to them to decide on their own. His comments come as the U.S. Congress prepares to debate the issue and lodge its own vote by the middle of the month. The United Nations called attention Thursday to the effects that conflicts in the Middle East and North Africa are having on education, with more than 13 million children in nine countries not attending school because of the fighting. Read more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.